we'll see how this plays out. This now, I guess, begins. It was his kickoff in Congress. His kickoff, the re-election campaign now continues. Professor Michael Kramer, Associate Professor of Communication Studies. So his expertise is kind of political rhetoric. Well, that keeps him really busy these days, I think. Professor, good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, this got to be a really busy time for you right now if you're dealing with political rhetoric.
Very crazy, yeah.
Wow. You could just almost pick anything. It's like fish in a barrel, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So he said what he said, but did he say what he needed to say?
I think so. I think this was actually one of the better speeches of his presidency.
No kidding.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't show on stock on Wall Street today.
Well, that's there's a lot of places you can look, I guess, to see what the right reaction should be.
Right.
But in terms of looking at it as a political speech, I thought it was very effective.
Did he miss something? Did he not say something that probably could have helped bring us to the center a little bit better?
Well, I'm not other than just talking about specifics that he would know everyone would agree about. I'm not sure what he could do. I mean, he did spend a lot of time talking about ideas and proposals that both Republicans and Democrats agreed on, and he mentioned that many times throughout the speech. So I think that was his effort to show that, this is a centrist effort that he's putting in as far as his jobs bill. So I'm not sure what else he could do at this point other than, focusing on, he talked about tax relief for middle class. He talked about helping small business. He talked about helping teachers and the long-term unemployed. So I think he was, trying to show that he was concerned about everyone's problems, but not as concerned as the larger corporations. And that was something that he was, certainly taking to task as far as what their responsibilities were.
We had so much, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to meet you in the middle. I'm not coming to the White House. We're not talking. We're going to throw it back in your face kind of attitude right up until this. And then it seemed like there might have been some stuff in there that the Republicans are thinking, well, all right, we can discuss this.
Medicaid reform. I mean,
now, he threw out things that were some of their babies, but did he throw anything out with the bathwater when it came to the Democrats?
Well, that's the hard choices he has to make here. He has to decide if he really wants to get something done and really convince both sides that something can be done. Then there's going to have to be real concessions made on things that people are really closely attached to as far as some of the big issues. But he's also, he's talking about this in a short-term urgent message, but then he's looking in the long term too. And I think some of those harder choices are sort of put off in the long term. So what he's hoping is that he can get enough Republicans and Democrats to coalesce around the short term urgent ideas that he has and not think about as much about some of those things that are down the road.
Talking with Michael Kramer, he's a St. Mary's Associate Professor of Communication Studies. Let's move away from after this to some of the other things that you may have noticed in body language, in tone. Let's look at his very firm. You said this is probably one of the best speeches he's ever given. Was he very firm in his convictions? Is that what you felt that he gave that off?
I thought so. I thought he was very dynamic and forceful, even at times indignant, I think. And there have been a lot of people have been thinking, well, he's just been too passive lately and not as energized and engaged as he has been in the past. And I don't think you saw that last night. I mean, there are some things that he was really expressing his own dismay at as far as some of the choices that are being made now. So when he says things like they're adding teachers in places like South Korea and we're laying them off in droves, he said that with a sort of a question rising at the end of that statement, as if he's in disbelief that is happening. And so that's some of, I think, the strong critical thinking on these issues that maybe he had been seen as being too passive on in the past. And also just the sense of urgency about a lot of this. He talked about the need to do something right now, the need to pass the law right now, 8 times throughout the course of the speech. So he really wanted to convey the fact that this is something that needs to get done and that Democrats and Republicans need to realize that. And that's something that can't be put off until the election, which he reminded us within 14 months.
Right.
And a lot of people can't wait that long. And I thought that was a very effective part of the speech.
Well, let's look behind him at the body language and perhaps the tone. You know, I was speaking earlier, it's like, what is John Boehner focusing on? What is Joe Biden? Because they're looking at the back of his head.
Yeah.
Is he, you know, did he look like he was squirmy or he was kind of like giving him, you know, kind of daggers with his eyes at certain times? To me, I was kind of watching them more than I was watching President Obama's demeanor.
Yeah, it's easy to do that because they're, you know, featured just as prominently as he is. And it's easy to get caught up in, you know, what's Biden doing and what's Boehner doing. And Boehner was very, I thought, very restrained in his reactions, almost kind of frozen to the spot for the most part, even not standing up at some points where you'd expect everyone to stand up.
Right.
And Biden, you know, was, you know, certainly promoting the president's agenda in terms of his reactions. So I think there's a little bit of, especially when those two are having very different reactions, it's easy to get distracted by that and not looking at the president at that time.
I just can imagine when they pan around to the members of Congress and trying to get those immediate reactions as to what, you know, what he just said. But yeah, I was particularly focused on Boehner because of that. It just seemed really like, okay, I'm gonna grit my teeth and bite my tongue.
Exactly. I think Eric Cantor, I think too, was in the same boat. Mm-hmm. It just seemed like they had really made the decision that no matter what, they were not going to have any reaction at all.
No. As far as the mixed reviews today, it runs all the way from Wall Street through the Republicans and Democrats, but we'll have to see if this thing plays out or not. He is out now on the trail trying to drum up support for it. It's St. Mary's Associate Professor of Communication Studies, Michael Kramer. Always good to hear from you, see what your take was on how the whole thing went down.
Thanks.
All right. Well, thanks with a question mark? Did you say thanks with a question mark?
No.
Thanks? You know what I read into that, Michael? Here's what I do.
Yeah, what do you think? What do you think, Dan?
Hey, I don't think he really wanted to be here, but he was committed.
No. Never.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
All right. You did. Thanks. Right, so, bye. Yeah.